Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Hart. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon, the executive director with the Fuse Alliance. Jeff, how you doing with these given circumstances?
You know, I think we're all hanging in there, Kemp.
We were just together 2 weeks ago. Isn't it amazing how much things change in 2 weeks?
It's unbelievable, and, you know, I'm very thankful we had our meeting scheduled when we did. You know, I would tell you another week or 2 weeks out, it would have had to have been canceled.
I'm sure it would. I wanted to talk to you because I wanted to see, you know, two primary things is how are your members reacting, and then what is your message to them? Let's start with that first question.
You know, we had an all-company call, which we've never done before, and we had 48 companies on the phone. I will tell you that the members overall have been relatively optimistic. Mm-hmm. At this point, as of today, Friday, business is still good. I would say we're operating, and I'm going to give a percentage, which is an educated guess, at about 95%. We don't know if that's going to continue or not. You know, we're trying to talk what ifs and be prepared if there is a significant amount of shutdowns. But at this point, we don't know. But I think our people are coping very, very well.
Now, we've had some governors, like in Pennsylvania, that have shut some things down. So we do know there's stoppage in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes. But if I would use Boston for an example, Boston shut down a while ago. I believe it was 2 weeks ago. But our members in that market are still relatively busy because the work is going outside of the city. The shutdown was in Boston proper.
And so what we know is going to happen, more people are going to get sick. We've had an employee that potentially got it and has gotten better. So we'll get through this, and then there's going to be some pent-up demand, right?
We look at it a couple of ways. I mean, you have, you know, what we consider the hardcore work, which is the general contractor work. And let's say some of that work gets shut down, which is most likely inevitable. And the project's only partially done. But we believe whenever this turns around, whatever that time frame is, it's going to ramp up in a hurry because that work has got to be completed. So, you know, on the backside, we think we're going to be very, very busy. And the challenge we'll most likely have is contractors that are like, okay, you have a three-week schedule. We need you to do the work in 3 days. And, you know, we're going to have to figure out manpower. And, you know, and we're going to have some tough conversations with customers that we can't do all this at once. But that would certainly be a nice problem to have.
So in a business like commercial flooring contractors, I mean, cash flow is key. So what's your advice to them about managing cash flow?
We talked a lot about this on the company call, and we talked to them two ways. One is, in a small business, we've broken this down into two challenges. I mean, the first is to protect their employees, and I think everybody's gone by the guidelines, the CDC, you know, people are working from home, and I think we've done a really good job there. But the second challenge is to protect the business, because without a business, nobody has a job. And as you mentioned, Kemp, cash flow is our business. A lot of it's common sense, but it doesn't hurt to reemphasize, which is, you know, get your billings up to date and get those bills issued. Go through your receivables, work your receivables hard, get that money in now. If you've got material in the warehouse, bill the customer, especially in light of the job site potentially shutting down. You know, don't perform any work without a contract or written authorization. You know, the days of, hey, it's a handshake agreement or a phone call, we've got to protect ourselves. We need everything in writing. And then the last thing, and which is also very, very important, is to review your current orders. And don't take delivery if the job is going to be delayed, because you don't need to have that payable out there.
Yeah, I guess a few of your vendor partners are stepping up, aren't they?
Yeah, we know Shaw made an announcement that they were extending terms. It looks like J&J and EF Contract, the commercial side of engineered floors, is doing the same. I've talked to the heads of all the suppliers, and they've been unbelievably supportive, and they're basically saying, if your members need help, tell them to call us. We're in an age right now, or a time, where partnership is key, and I feel very confident that our suppliers are going to work with all our members, and that's very gratifying.
Jeff, are there some other best practices that you've talked with your members that they should be doing?
The companies in our network that do maintenance are getting a lot of calls for fogging and deep cleaning as, you know, this pandemic spreads, because we've got empty buildings everywhere where they're like, hey, we need to get this thing cleaned. So there is definitely an opportunity there. But in proactivity, we have to be positive and we have to be empathetic. And the positive is a given. You know, people look to leadership when they're scared, and I think a lot of people right now are very worried. You know, I was running a flooring business in 08 and 09, and you remember what happened then.
Right.
What we're trying to say is you have to plan for a worst-case scenario. So a worst-case scenario is a bulk of your work gets shut down. Mm-hmm. And so now you have people that aren't working. You know, you have money that may not be coming in. So what's your plan? You know, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to consider layoffs and helping people to get on unemployment? Are you going to, you know, do something on wages to keep as many people as you can? I mean, these are all things that we hope, you know, we don't have to implement, but we have to think about. Because, again, if the company doesn't survive, nobody has a job.
Right.
And I think the leaders that are the most proactive in planning, I'm not saying they have to pull the trigger because we don't know yet what the business impact is, but they've got to have a plan as to what to do in a worst-case scenario.
Yeah. That's the difference between the word layoff and furlough, too, right? I mean, we're letting you go, but you're the first person we're going to call back. That's pretty important, too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think it's important, too, you know, on the empathy side, if you have to let some people go, help them get on unemployment. Do whatever you can to make sure they're getting a paycheck somehow, some way. And, you know, I think a lot of our members, and again, I'm talking worst-case scenario, you know, may help out in the short term, but if this turned into a long-term thing, you know, then they got to help their, you know, employees or ex-employees in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update and tell us what's going on out there with your membership. Again, been talking to Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.